Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
Joining us today is Mitchell Hamilton from Maybank. Mitchell, welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Mitchell, how are you doing?
Pretty much good, Steve. I think as what we all experiencing, we are still on the lockdown mode, but we are good and healthy. Thank goodness.
God bless. Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, things are great on your end as well, both from a company's morale standpoint of view, but also your standpoint of view, because now we are reaching the 1 year mark of our lockdown period.
Yeah, I guess it's already in a receptive mode with a lot of the lockdown, and people is already changing the behavior and starting to adapt and adopt instead of, you know, trying to deny of what's going on. So a lot of us is actually already being able to continue going back to so-called normal, the new normal. But still there are few things that people is missing, right? The society, yeah. The social community, social relationships, social interactions. And that's where we still need to, you know, to work it out.
Oh, God bless. And how are you dealing with lockdown? As in, have you, by the way, just FYI, I've been putting on weight now since I've been in lockdown. I've been trying my best to do a lot of exercise at home. But, you know, how's work time been, and, you know, having a good amount of workout time as well?
Well, there's always a pro and cons of everything, right? There's no such thing as a ideal and perfect solutions. For what we are experiencing today, I can tell the pro is actually more productive. And you know, you can actually discuss a lot of things in a short time period compared to the previous one. You're actually forced to move away the chit chat that usually being done prior the meetings if you're doing it face to face, right? Now people is actually go direct to the point, and you can do a lot of discussion in a day compared to the previous one. But there are a few things that sometimes is more engaging and more productive if we are doing the direct meet face to face, right? For instance, if you want to do a workshop, right, and you are expecting a lot of people to interact and participate and actively providing their ideas, right? It's very difficult if you're doing through online, right? Because you will actually try to listen one by one, right? But if it's within the same room, right, you can ask, you can get people that's actually talking to one to another quite faster compared to the online. But in a certain degree, for other kind of interactions, is a lot more effective. But as you know, there's no such thing as a single solutions, as a silver bullet solutions. There's always going to be a balancing between one approach to another approach. So that's how we are interacting so far.
Awesome. Hey, so getting to our amazing questions for BTT. Mitchell, we've known each other for a while now, and I've of course had you at Uplift before this, and I've admired, you know, the leadership that you've been doing at Maybank. Now, what is your ikigai? What's your reason to jump out of bed every morning?
Sorry, come again. What's my reason for what?
For jumping out of bed every morning. What's your philosophy of life?
Well, I guess my philosophy that we need to do better than yesterday, right? And every day we've been learning from the past experiences, the past mistakes that we made, right?
Yeah.
And we continue progressing to improve. And what motivates me every day is actually I have more ideas sometimes on how we can do better. And try to experiment that ideas and try to execute that ideas. But when it's failed, I'll come up with another ideas, right? We'll come up with another way of doing things. So I'm a thinker in such a way, but also an execution. So it means that I'm not only thinking about what needs to be done, but actually walk the talk, really executing what I have in mind. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, right? There's no such thing as a perfect solution. But if it's work, then that's going to be my self-reward, right? It's something that we've been able to put forward some new innovations or creativities that was actually never been taught before or never been able to be done by anyone else successful. And you were the one actually helping and enforcing those to happen. So that's one of the, I'm not looking for anyone to reward me other than myself, right?
Thank you so much. And we are happy to be part of that journey that you're on, you know, of helping and supporting your community as well. Awesome, awesome. Hey, given that, you know, you are in this journey of, you know, helping, failing fast and then changing, tinkering, but also thinking about what you can do more. If life was a movie, what character would you like to play?
Interesting questions. If life is a movie, well, I guess sometimes a lot of heroic movie is actually more kind of inspiring, right?
Yeah.
Because we know in life there'll be gonna be up and down, right? There's gonna be a time where you will be very tired and emotion. And very stressful and doubtful on whether you're actually on the right track or not in proceeding with your plan, right? But any kind of heroic movie, you know, and maybe I would say like a Forrest Gump, right?
Nice.
A Forrest Gump is actually always been inspired for me, how he can continuously to keep positive, right?
Yes.
And throughout all the drama and suffer that he experienced, he actually can put a smile on his face and move forward, right? And do something else different. And that's for the reason of finding yourself reward, right? Not for the sake of to be known by anyone else, right? He was actually the one that, you know, do things so innovative, so outstanding, but he's not looking for anyone to recognize that other than himself, right? So I guess Forrest Gump is one of the key movie, I would say, is quite inspiring. And the way the positivity and the way the creativity and keep forward to thinking is something that he can actually put in his character.
I love Forrest Gump. It was one of the first movies that actually inspired me to persevere, because you could see, you know, okay, Tom Hanks played an amazing role. Yes, the script was also so well written, so well timed with the different phases of his life as well. So thanks for bringing that up. And for those of you who are watching, you should definitely watch Forrest Gump as a reminder and a refresher on, you know, not just the script and the story and of course the acting of Tom Hanks, but also the story behind why that script became so popular. Awesome. Awesome. Hey, in the hustle of things, you know, the hustle of life that we've all been facing now, what is the one app that keeps you sane and structured?
App that keeps me sane and structured. I guess for me, I'm not really a relying person to an app, Steve.
Good.
But I always have my quite a list of to-do lists, you know, a very probably conservative app, you know, the Microsoft Excel probably, right?
Good.
Notepad to ensure that I have all the to-do lists within my priorities, right? And, you know, there's no way I can actually do a lot of things in the same time, right? And I always put the right priorities to my actions, the right activity schedule, and making sure I put it on the right balance so that it's not really so much about work, but also have life in between, right? I put also my families within my to-do list.
And
because that's one gonna be keep my sanity intact, right? I mean,
yes,
you can actually continue to have a lot of problems, facing a lot of complexities at work, but when you go home and see your kids, right, that's where you will put and find your sanity back, right? And
correct.
And and make a reset to your mind that you're ready for the next day.
God bless. God bless. Mitchell, how old are your kids?
It's 7 and 10.
God bless. That's a very, very precious age. They are in primary school. They depend a lot more on their parents. They actually want to talk about their day to their parents.
Yeah, they still depend with the parents. So I think for us, right, we need to use this opportunity to stay in touch with them, right? Because in the next few years ahead, probably they don't want to be disturbed by us.
Yeah, I have a 12-year-old now, God bless him, and I can see the teenage years are showing already. Him pulling out and going, oh, I've got friends to talk to right now. I've got stuff to do. Like, okay. No, God bless. God bless. Hey, this being February, this being an amazing Valentine month, and the and the month of love and friendship, how did you build, or how do you build friendship and camaraderie within your team? But also, how did you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Well, I guess in Indonesia, it's not really so much about celebrating Valentine's Day, because I may be a believer that every day is a love day, right?
So awesomeness, yes.
we celebrate by recognizing all the achievement, right? And I, even though in this time around, right, we always be able to keep contact with our team. And perhaps once in a month, we have like a face-to-face meetup, even though it's not really, we continue to have this, the social distancing, the mask and anything, right? So that we are continue to comply with the protocol. But having a non-work kind of discussion is important. I keep trying to check in with them. How are they doing? And how's their family is doing as well, and we keep on sharing one to another about our personal, so that we know how to help one to another, not only in the work, right, but also in the life.
True.
Because I believe that when you actually have a good life and a good way of managing your family, you'll be more productive at work. Because that is your support, that is your energy, and that is your motivations at work. Because why are we working, right? We are working to help our families, right, and to help our neighbors, to help our societies in a bigger picture, right? So that's what motivates me on continue doing, excelling on what we are doing, right? So with having that in mind as well to the team, right, so that they keep on motivated and they know. By doing whatever that they're doing, right? How is that going to impact to our customers, right? And our family is our customers, right? And how are we going to help our customer as well in the journey of enhancing our features, our business, and our activities? So that's how I do it.
Awesomeness. Wow, that is brilliant. And yes, I do believe that bit of human contact, even if it is once a week, once a month, to be able to see from a distance, but also still see and speak about your lives, that does impact your mental sanity as well. And the ability to connect on a human level to your team.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, we are a human and society, right? We are a social human being. We cannot only, discussing through a laptop, right?
That's so true.
Or a screen, right? There's no emotion attachment there. You cannot feel the stressful, the emotions, the true feelings, I would say, right? The true feelings, because sometimes what you are saying is not really what you mean. And we can only see it from the body language.
Correct.
And the body language that you read through a virtual meetup is different from a face-to-face, right? So that's
true.
How the interaction level will be different. And you can actually read a more honest kind of a discussion in the direct discussion compared to the virtual.
My colleague Kate the other day reminded me that we've got bodies below our chest line or below our waistline, and it's being forgotten the more we are actually just talking to each other on the on the virtual backgrounds. No, awesome.
True.
Hey, so of course, you've had this amazing, you know, varied experience across your entire career. But what was your first job, and what was the one lesson you took from that first job that you've implemented and helped yourself grow?
Well, I started my career in consulting, Accenture, technology consulting. Mm-hmm. So, well, for me, that is one of the most valuable experience that I had, because I think I'm very grateful and lucky to be able to join a consulting company like an Accenture, because the things that I've been keeping in mind and still be my principle of working is actually can-do attitude. You know, the can-do attitude is really the one that is actually helping you to push the boundaries, right? Correct. Because sometimes we never know what we can do, right? Until we push the boundaries, right? And we'll be able to amaze ourselves that, you know, you can do actually the things that you think you cannot do before, right? And that's how the behaviors, the characteristic being built, right? The can-do attitude and the competition spirit. In the competition spirit, it means that I need to be able to be better than my peers. In a very healthy condition, in a very healthy competition, it means that the way the mindset is being created is how can we do better than our peer, not by saying that why is that guy is being recognized more than I am, right? So the mentality that being built is like a, they call it a high performance achiever kind of a culture, which is I truly see that. And with the same culture, with the same principle, with the same behavior, I try to apply to any time I work in many of industry and also to my team, which we are able to create a very solid team, right? A very productive team. And, you know, what we call it, norming a very high-performing team with a high-performing culture. So, so that kind of mentality, can-do attitude, and healthy competitions, and willingness to take beyond what you are actually being assigned is the one that make us move faster, move forward faster compared to our peers.
Awesome. And you were talking about, so from what I'm also gathering through this conversation, Mitchell, is that, you know, you've been working on improving your teams, both, you know, their personal side of humanity slash lives, you know, connecting with them on a human level, trying to help them, you know, connect with others in the team, but also you're trying to help them perform better by giving them that sense of gratification as they're achieving different things, but also that sense of support that they can also achieve with that high performance attitude as well. What is the biggest challenge that you see right now as a leader that you've been going through?
Well, the biggest challenge sometimes for people to accept that they can do better from what they think they can do, you know, because in many of my experiences working with a lot of different culture and people, sometimes they are not really confident to take a bigger role, right? To take a bigger responsibilities, or even to face a very challenging stakeholders, right? And that's the mentality, perhaps is kind of a bit a generation's kind of a culture, right? I can see in the older generations, our life is more challenging, right? We've been more struggling in doing things, right? Compared to the younger generations. The younger generations might not be appreciate the challenges that we have before, right? Because they probably been able to access information very easily faster, compared to us, faster and connected. And things that they wanna learn is easily available everywhere, right?
Correct.
Compared to us, right? So the fighting spirit is different between the younger generations and the older generations. But that's where I'm trying. I mean, the younger generation is smarter. I can see they are smarter, they are more creative, they are more idealistic. But the one that I'm trying to put also the fighting spirit, right? The fighting spirit for them, so that they understand really life is not that simple. Life is complex and we need to live with that and not to complain, but actually to find a solution. To find solutions, and there's no such thing as one solution, right? It's always been the case that we come up with thousands of solutions, right? And none of them is going to be perfect. But as long as that is fit to what we think that is critical for us, and that is something that they need to put. So the fighting spirit sometimes is quite challenging in the younger generations, but I guess that is where I'm trying to balance. They're more creative, they're more smarter, and they're more outspoken compared to the previous generations. But they are,
outspoken, yes. Really,
yeah, but they are not really, having the right fighting spirit attitude, but with the right kind of a role model and walk the talk and really put forward the right behavior of examples, I guess they can see that is actually something that they can do.
I'm guessing a lot of mentorship comes in this place, right? Being as leaders in the companies and the communities in our families, we're able to mold some of that characteristics that we want to see in our younger generation, especially the one where, you know, you may have 1,000 solutions. They may not always be correct, but you're at least willing to try it before you complain. And I love that you mentioned this. So what is your hope for the future generations, but also for the next 18 months? What is the hope that Mitchell Hamilton has?
Well, for the next 18 months, I hope things can be back to normal or probably the new normal and business can come to the usual operations. I really kind of a bit sad to see what's the impact to the industry. Especially the retail, food and beverage, entertainment industries. I hope they can actually come back to the right moment and be able to capture on the right momentum. And for us to continue having our social interactions. And hopefully that will help the mental issues, perhaps for those that is actually having, kind of a bit difficulties. And for the younger generations, I do hope that they are actually scale faster to be the young leadership. And I guess with the young leadership, we can actually do a lot more things in a rapid manner. We can actually becoming the leaders of the economy and also the leaders of the society, as well as be able to cope with a lot of changes that happen in the world. So with a better regenerations, right, on the leadership and with the right attitude, I guess the young generations can be a better leadership than us.
I love that you said that, because one of the things we had at Uplift APAC last year is both Minister Geeta Veerjavan and Minister Rajantara, they were talking about how important it is for us to help educate but also mold that next generation, because they are the generation with creative ideas, with lots of information, with access to a more global, scenario. Mm-hmm. Of what's happening, and they may be able to give us a lot more faster solutions to some of the challenges we're going through, including digital transformation, which we are seeing right now. So, Mitchell, it was amazing having you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And for-